This is the Drunken Den.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drunken Dead. I hope you guys are all truly doing amazing and having amazing days.
Yes.
The time we're recording this is at 8 p.m., so the day is pretty much over for the both of us.
Yeah. So we are your hosts. I am Tib.
And you can call me Kizza.
Tib and Kizza. So about okay, so about this podcast.
All right, let's get into what you guys are coming here to listen to. We have a lot of amazing things coming up, and we just really want to tell you guys about it. So we're having this first little episode just basically like, you know, introductions and introducing you to why we're creating this podcast, what this platform is going to be about.
Yeah, so about the podcast, we are going to be drinking. At no means do we encourage underage drinking. 21 and older, please.
Yes, we do not condone anybody breaking the law, because this is a safe space. It's, you know, it's a happy space. And if you want your kids to listen to it, that's fine. It's up to you to raise your kids and you to make sure your kids hear things and that they don't hear things. But this is mostly like an adult-oriented show for sure. We talk about, true crime, which includes murder, very graphic events, because a lot of these people who commit these crimes are sick. Like,
just very
really sinister people. So, so we're definitely going towards a more adult demographic, and we are two adults.
Yes, so we will be cussing and we will be drinking. Mm-hmm. But we don't condone you guys to do the same.
No, we don't. And if you are a recovering like alcoholic or somebody who probably shouldn't be drinking, grab a bottle of water. You know, yeah. Stay hydrated. Exactly. Grab some soda, some pop, wherever you're from, soda or pop. You know, grab some Gatorade if you hung over from the night before. You know, like, you can drink whatever. It's called the drunken dead because you can get drunk. But we don't condone anybody being drunk. You don't have to be. This isn't like pressuring you into doing it.
Just get a little thing. You know, if you're 21 and older, just, you know, grab a glass of wine, get a little tipsy, a little warm in your belly.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, get comfy drunk. Everybody likes a nice comfy drunk. Nobody likes
exactly
a, like, don't go fucking rage and like burn houses down and fucking break into shit. We're just trying to tell you some crazy stories. And yeah, you know, it's like when you come home from a long day of work, you know, pour yourself that glass of wine and you're gonna turn on the ID channel. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you about to get into that. And if you're a man, I don't know what you guys do, because I'm a girl. But I'm sure you have coping mechanisms. So yeah, like everybody has their thing. And this just happens to be ours. But like I said, make sure you're being cautious around your children with this material. We aren't encouraging like non-alcohol drinkers to drink alcohol or participate. You don't have to. Like I said, stay hydrated and stay safe. And just, yeah.
We also want to apologize for some of the audio. I will try to cut as much as I can, but we are doing this over Zoom. And the internet connection just doesn't want to work with us, you know? Sometimes I hear Kizza, sometimes I don't. And sometimes she sounds a little wonky, but
we're for sure doing this a couple of states away too, so we're not in the same room. It's gonna sound like we're together. We are in our hearts and in our souls, but we're not physically together. We're far away.
Yes, I love
her. We're trying to make it work. She did leave me. The divorce settlement, I don't think it was fair. I didn't really get anything good out of it, but whatever.
We're just two best friends, you know. Who had a divorce.
It's not a big deal. I mean, you do it all the time. Like, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Look I can't think of a happy
divorce. Again, sorry about the audio, but we will do our best and it will get better in the future. And sometimes, you know, I think over Thanksgiving we will be together, so that audio will be amazing.
It will be amazing. And I think for the first time that we're together, if we do have more listeners at the time, we'll probably try and do something like a little special. Because it's also going to be the holiday season. So, but we all know the best holiday, which is freaking Halloween. And I wish, I wish we were going to be together for Halloween.
We might actually be together for Halloween. Who knows if things work out.
But I think we're going to be together before Halloween, if my memory serves me correct. So we would probably record our Halloween episode before then. But that will be the first time we're together. So every time that we try to get together, because it's not going to be that often, unfortunately, because
we do live two states away.
Yes, and my job, because I would fly down every weekend. because of the current stuff going on.
So, Kizza, what's been going on in your life?
I could literally tell you a fucking book full of the events I've been through in the last 24 hours. So yesterday I came home, and when I was leaving my job, I realized that I was like kind of dizzy, like my vision wasn't doing well. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. That,
and I was like, who fucking knows at this point? There's always something wrong with me. Okay. So yesterday I left my job and I was dizzy and I was hot and I wasn't sure what was going on. And I thought I had a fever. So my girlfriend picked me up, like she usually does. And I told her, like, hey, my vision's a little weird. And she's like, how? And I was like, I can't really explain it, because like everything felt fuzzy. Like even thinking felt like I couldn't, like to try and put things in the words, I couldn't do that. So we get home and, you know, I go upstairs.
What else is new though?
On. Fucking asshole. But honestly, what else is new? So I was cold. It was hot as fuck outside, by the way. I'm freezing. Any little like gust of wind, I was like, whoa, it's winter time. I need a jacket. Like, it was freezing. And she's like sweating. She's like, what are you talking about? It's a million degrees out here. And I'm like, this is Yale. So we go upstairs and I was like, take my temperature, because we've been here before. So I came home and I was basically just like, no bueno. So my temperature was 100.5. So I took some ibuprofen, I drank some water to try and like break it. And then like, I realized like I didn't eat anything all day. So I ate some food. It was bussin'.
It was like, okay, bussin'.
Buzzing. It was so good. It's wings over. If you're in the same community as me, if you know me personally, try wings over. Highly recommend. You won't regret it. So I so I was like, I'm just gonna go to sleep because my whole body wants to shut down anyways. And she said the entire night my whole body was like drenched in sweat, like I was sweating. And she tried to wake me up, but I just wouldn't wake up. And I was like, maybe that was me just trying to throw in the fucking towel, sister. But apparently I can't do that. So I was like, if I still have a fever tomorrow, we'll go to the hospital. Well, my fever was 100.2 when I woke up. And I have this lump under my chin. I was like, that's kind of weird. Well, it grew in size overnight. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's your lymph node.
Oh my God. What is that? What is that under my chin? And I was like, so could be a tumor and anything else. And I was just like, for the love of God, please, I don't want them to get up by my neck. So we get there and they're like,
WebMD'd it, didn't you?
Huh? Yeah. Like, you know, you have to Google it first and scare yourself completely half to fucking death before going to seek, you know, a medical professional to be like, you shouldn't have been having anxiety all day, you know? Yeah. So I was just like, this is fine. This is fucking fine. So I get there and they were crazy. Can we just start there? I'm not going to say what hospital I went to because I don't want to get sued. They're fucking nuts. That's all I'm going to say. The nurse and doctor, they were arguing and she was like, you're the doctor. You're the doctor. Okay. And he was like, exactly. I'm the doctor. And I was just like, what the fuck? And this is okay. So this is going to be like, like crazy. But my nurse had three fingers.
Three fingers?
Yeah. I don't know if she was like born with that or like what was up. I don't know if she had to be like amputated, but she had three fingers and she was a fucking nurse. She was doing the damn thing with her three fingers. Do not underestimate people, because look at old girly out here with her three fingers. She was able to find my vein. She was able to type like everything. Like that was
cool. Who's on
it? Girl, that's, yeah. Like obviously I didn't say anything about her fingers because she might've found that like offensive. Yeah. I didn't want to offend her. But like, I thought it was so cool. Like I thought it was like incredible that she was just out here doing. And like, I mean, granted, it's like, I don't know, like if life is hard with just three fingers, I don't know. Like,
I would assume so.
I would think so, but she was fucking killing it. And she was funny. She was so funny the whole time. She's great. She's great. But other than that, they ran the test and everything. They gave me antibiotics. And he said that this is from a throat infection that I had before.
I was like, that's... gave to me. I'm still a little bit sick.
I was like, that's real interesting. I did not fucking give you shit, bitch. You got sick by yourself. So don't put that shit on me.
I got sick right after you came to visit me.
I was as healthy as a horse while I was down there.
That's why you're sick right now?
I got
re-sick. Never gave, you just never got rid of it.
I got re-sick. Honestly, he was like, it was just dormant for a little bit. I was like, ah, what?
It was dormant and you passed it over to me.
I didn't give you nothing. then why don't my girl got it? And I actually kissed her. So
same with him, and he didn't get sick either.
So clearly I didn't give you anything. I've never kissed you a day in my life. I did not
kiss that's not you. What I'm saying.
I think I'm busy start kissing you that day. that's what I got going on is a swollen lymph node. And so I didn't get to do my research for our first official episode today. And I was kind of pissed about it. But I did get to see my mom. And yeah. I got this Clus equipment. What did you get into today?
I literally have just been working on this podcast for the past like week.
Okay, so I want to give you the biggest like shout out, I guess, like ever in the entire world. She literally has pulled everything together as far as like social media, the logo, the headers for all of our social media pages, getting the word out. She's messaged some people and just really has been putting her foot forward. She has a lot more free time than I do, and with that free time she has done nothing but make this podcast, I mean, more than possible. So
yeah, shout out to speaking of social medias, follow us on Insta at Drunken Dead Official. Follow us on Twitter at Drunken Dead Official. Send us a Gmail for, like, you know, any stories. You have any ghost stories? Because we will be talking about those also. We want to share your stories. So email us at drunkendeadofficial@gmail.com. Yeah. And then we have a Facebook page. Yeah. It's Drunken Dead. So yeah, follow us.
And just hit us up for sure. Cause we are going to be sharing stories from
Hear about everybody.
We're going to call it Drunken Tea Time.
Yeah.
Cause we're going to be spilling the tea about what you guys tell us and what you guys, want us to put out there. But yeah, we're going to share that information as well. And we would love to hear from you guys and just, you know, hear whatever. And if you're like into anything, if you want us to plug you, like, we will plug you guys. We're all about local businesses. So like, once again, like, if you know us personally, hit us up and we'll plug that somewhere in one of our episodes. So I think this is gonna conclude the episode for today. And you know, this is once again just a little preview. If you don't want to listen to this and you actually do want to hear our content, just stay tuned for our future episodes and everything that we got coming. A lot of good things coming, a lot of exciting things coming. And yeah, I'm just really excited to be having this journey with my bestest friend in the entire world, but also my biggest pain in the ass in the entire world, the big sister I never wanted but was given anyways. So thank you for that. Okay, everybody, and that's going to be the end of this first episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it, and, you know, drink wine.
And be kind.